This week, the NBC network is teaming up with California First Lady Maria Shriver to present a week of television programming on the state of 21st century American women. The programming will be based on a new report called The Shriver Report, A Woman's Nation Changes Everything. The Shriver Report reveals that for the first time in U.S. history, half of all workers are women, and that mothers are the primary breadwinners or co-breadwinners in nearly two-thirds of families. And yet, wage parity between the sexes is a long way off. Taking a look at the consequences of this dramatic socioeconomic shift, the report hopes to shape new policies to address the modern American family. There's also a deep look at the need for family-friendly benefits, child care, and elder care. Also highlighted is the crucial role of immigrant women in the low-paying jobs of housekeeping and child care, which enable American women to enter the workforce at their expense, as well as the disproportionate ill effects of the nation's private health insurance system on women. The Shriver Report is being heralded by the media as a major marker of women's progress and the closure of the gender gap. But, according to investigative reporter Wendy Norris, the report's disturbing disparities in women's well-being are being downplayed or completely ignored. Wendy Norris is an investigative reporter based in Denver, Colorado, working on assignment for RH Reality Check. She's also the editor and founder of Unbossed.com. She joins me now on the phone. Welcome to Uprising, Wendy.
Good morning, Sonali.
Thanks so much for joining us. So first, let's talk about some of these issues that the media is downplaying. Let's say in the issue of health, because of how important the healthcare debate is currently, how much of the health disparity between men and women in particular does the Shriver Report reveal?
I think, you know, what we really need to focus on, and what I'm, you know, in my reporting for RH Reality Check, have been, you know, very uncomfortable with the tenor of the media reporting thus far. There are very grave shortcomings in the health insurance system and definitely inequities in the workplace that do affect women's health. And this is not an insignificant issue for this nation. I mean, we're in the midst of discussions about health care reform and health insurance reform nationally. And health care now accounts for 18% of the gross domestic product, and that's growing significantly. Right now it accounts for $2.4 trillion that we're spending simply on health care issues. So one of the things that I wanted to look at was, you know, where are we with respect to the discussion on health care for women that was presented in the Shriver Report. And I have to say that it's been nothing short of journalistic malpractice in the way that this has been discussed in the media.
So women are spending a lot more on their health care than men. I understand particularly during their prime childbearing years. This is one of the things that you were able to glean from the report. Also, just in terms of women who suffered domestic abuse, women, a lot of this around women's reproductive issues in particular, right?
Absolutely. I mean, women right now are spending 68% more on their health care than men during their prime childbearing years. And oftentimes, employer-based insurance refuses to cover basic reproductive health care like contraception, pap tests, maternity care. You know, women are also spending, 10% more of their income on out-of-pocket costs than men. And it's something that, again, needs to be discussed. But unfortunately, the media coverage of this report, which has some very, encouraging news as well in terms of the, closing of the gap between the inequities between men and women in the workplace. But the focus is such that we're not talking about an issue that is so present right now in the public domain around what is going on in Washington, D.C. One of the things that I found in my reporting in the analysis of the Shriver Report is women who suffer domestic abuse spend 42% more on health care than non-abused women. And that doesn't seem to change appreciably even after the abusive situation has been remedied. 5 years later, women who have suffered physical abuse are still spending 19% more money. Women who suffered emotional abuse after 5 years are spending 33% more money. And employers are losing anywhere between $3 and $5 billion, according to the Schreiber Report, annually on lost worker productivity. So these, again, are not insignificant issues. And the thing that is concerning to me is that the focus has been on, discussing, telecommuting opportunities, discussing family leave policies, flex time. Those are all very important issues, and I don't want to minimize them, but they're relevant only to a very small proportion of women in the workplace.
And there's also the citation that almost with pride, women are now half of the workforce. But I understand that part of that has to do with the fact that the economy has caused a job hemorrhage among male-dominated fields. So it's not necessarily that women have climbed up in the percentage of the workforce to join with men. It's just that men have lost jobs to bring their percentage down. Is that right?
Absolutely. That is a concern. And I think the other concern that's being raised about the report and just about the situation in general is that women are often working in lower paying jobs. Women do make 77 cents per every dollar that a man earns. But those jobs are often in very low wage, part-time and service industry jobs that don't provide any type of benefit. And what it's sort of been called is the pink collar ghetto. Oftentimes women can't get time off from work, they can't get health insurance, the costs are so prohibitively high based on the fact that they are earning a lower wage that it makes it very difficult for them to really reach true parity in the workforce.
I'm speaking with Wendy Norris, investigative journalist who has analyzed the Schreiber report that you may be hearing about this week on television. It's being lauded in the media as in a sort of misleading way as proof that women have now in many ways closed the gender gap. But really, Wendy Norris shows that the report reveals some very disturbing things about where the gender gap persists. I want to focus on sort of child care, child birth, actually, in particular, and mothers and children and how society treats them, Wendy. It seems as though it's still very persistent that women who choose to have children while they also want to have jobs and a career, having children is still seen as sort of something that they are expected to want to do on their own, as sort of, a hobby on the side that they shouldn't get any kind of special privilege or any special treatment for. But of course, that is not the same treatment that men are given. Can you talk a little bit about that and how the report does reflect on it, but the media doesn't?
Absolutely, and I think it's one of the things that's really it deserves to be called out in this report. It was an astoundingly frank statement in the Schreiber report about the very stark differences between race and class on childbearing. Mm. And one of the things that is very infrequently talked about in public is the disparity between white, married, fairly affluent women and their perceptions and the perceptions of the public on their childbearing versus those that are in lower wage jobs or are women of color. And there was a very interesting study that was highlighted in the Schreiber report that really gets at the effects of welfare reform and some very narrow perspectives on caregiving in a social and political construct. Essentially what we've done is we've transformed you know, the celebration of women who opt out of the workforce or are celebrated for having multiple births. But there are pressures on low and middle income women and women of color to reproduce less and to work more. And I think, you know, that is an issue that I think really needs to be discussed publicly in what we're doing and the conflicting messages that we're sending to women, depending upon what level of the socioeconomic ladder you happen to be on.
The report, the Schreiber report, also takes an important look at the role of immigrant women in the workforce that I briefly mentioned. And this is also this other sort of invisible underclass in our society, and how American women citizens have been enabled into staying in the workforce because of the low-paying childcare and house care work that many immigrant women are doing. And in the context of the immigration debate, this becomes very important.
Absolutely, and I think again, it gets to this issue of race and class that we just don't really want to talk about in this nation. And unfortunately, what we're finding, and I think what the Schreiber report should be applauded for pointing out, is that there are still inequities in the workforce, which, to me, you know, makes the, you know, the sort of public rollout in this media blitz around the report this week even that more disconcerting, because they keep prematurely declaring that the battle of the sexes is over. And I think that the information that's been contained in the report and the reporting that I've been doing for RH Reality Check shows that though there have strides have been made, we still have a very long way to go.
And actually, on that issue, Wendy, who exactly do you think is kind of feeding into that kind of a glossing over of the very shocking disparities that still remain between the sexes in this report? I mean, Maria Shriver herself is part of the NBC week-long programming of this report. What has NBC's reporting been like, and do you think that that she is sort of being fair to her own report?
You know, it's very interesting. So far with NBC, they have broadcast 40 different clips or segments on their news broadcasts and their talk show programs. There have only been two that have actually mentioned the healthcare disparities. One that was, I think, particularly appalling was on October 19th, there was a seven-minute segment, which is a lifetime in broadcast television, with Ms. Shriver on Hardball with Chris Matthews. And the interview was pitched on MSNBC.com as Politics of Healthcare Reform. Matthews spent a full minute discussing a very brief mention in the report about a study that found that there were higher rates of marital sex when men did more housework and childcare in the family. And I mean, it was jaw-dropping that that's what he decided to, you know, focus on. You know, Ms. Shriver, to her credit, was really, I think, very taken aback that that was what he decided to, you know, highlight amongst, you know, a 450-page report. There is a lot of information in this report to discuss.
So he spent a whole minute sort of lauding the fact that married men get more sex from their wives when they do more housework.
Yeah, basically. And then there was a three-minute segment on the NBC Evening News last night that, again, was supposed to focus on health care, and it really just talked about how women's health suffers because of the multiple family caregiving responsibilities that they have.
So not a systemic discussion of what's happening in the health care system overall.
Not at all. And it's very, very concerning because, you know, recently Senator John Kyle in a Senate Finance Committee meeting complained during a discussion on health insurance reform that he shouldn't have to pay for maternity care in his insurance policies because he won't ever need those, you know, benefits.
How selfless of him. because maternity, I mean, it's amazing when maternity care is discussed as just something that that is a women's issue, not necessarily a sort of societal issue that involves women and children and whole families.
Absolutely. I mean, there are 14 states right now that require insurers to provide maternity care. And you know, so there's a lot of women who need this service. You know, and now we're beginning to hear anecdotes that are really quite horrifying about women being denied health insurance because they had a C-section, and now they're being advised to be sterilized. This was actually reported at RH Reality Check yesterday. There are rape victims who are being denied coverage because of the potential to contract HIV or a sexually transmitted disease. Others that are being denied coverage for mental health counseling because it's ruled not medically necessary. I mean, it's an appalling state of affairs that we find ourselves in, but yet, you know, this media blitz is talking about this very easy-to-digest factoids about workplace improvements when we have a very long way to go.
Wendy Norris, where can listeners check out the piece that you wrote about the Shriver Report?
They can go to rhrealitycheck.org, or they can also go to awomansnation.com, and that's actually where the Shriver Report is posted online. And I would really encourage people to take a look at the report and take a look at my analysis so that they can get a fair hearing of what is the situation today.
Well, I want to thank you, Wendy Norris, so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Wendy Norris is an investigative reporter based in Denver, Colorado, working on assignment for RH Reality Check. And she's also the editor and founder of the website unbossed.com. We've been talking about the Shriver Report, A Woman's Nation Changes Everything. It's a 450-page report that was just released. And you can read the entire report and the executive summary at awomansnation.com. We've been discussing how the media has ignored the most important and disturbing aspects of that report, and you can read Wendy Norris's very pointed analysis of the report at rhrealitycheck.org. We'll also link to these websites from our site later today at kpfk.org/uprising.